this time of year, the tidal flats of Sandy Beach are mostly used by dog owners trying to wear out their pooches. In warmer seasons, it's a favorite place for castle-building kids, picnicking parents, and the occasional pallet-powered bonfire. But for decades, it was a Tlingit village, at times reaching a population of 600. The Douglas Indian Association, the area's tribal government, has been concerned about hazardous substances in the sand. So last summer, high schoolers in a tribal environmental program took samples and sent them off for analysis.
Well, they called us right away, and they wanted to make sure we disposed of our collection pails and our gloves because they knew that there was some elevated mercury there.
That's Eric Morrison, environmental planner at the Douglas Indian Association. Along with mercury, there's arsenic and cyanide, once used in the nearby Treadwell mine. Similar issues have been raised over plans to dredge a nearby harbor. The sand and mud removed was to be placed on the ocean floor. The beach and low tide zones are largely ground-up waste rock from the mine. Whatever hazardous substances it holds could be getting into seafood collected for subsistence and personal use.
Anyone from Juneau or Douglas knows that there's a lot of crab pots in that area, so that's one of the things we're hoping to do is to test some of the crab and clams for methylmercury content.
Well, the indications are that we need more information.
Bruce Wanstall is with the State Department of Environmental Conservation's Contaminated Sites Program. He's met with the tribal government and the city of Juneau, which owns and manages the beach. He understands some people might worry about what's been found, but they really shouldn't.
They don't suggest that there's an immediate risk to human health or the environment at this time, but it does indicate that we should conduct a more in-depth and wider set of sampling.
Before officials do more work, they have to find funding, and they'll seek grants. No one's given the city a deadline, but Juneau Parks and Recreation Director Brent Fisher says it will get done.
I want to do it. It's timely. It's our responsibility to make sure that there isn't a risk. And so I look at it as it is a priority on my table.
It's a place where in the summer, you know, there's toddlers sitting down in the sand, playing with it and often eating it. You know, people throw balls for their dogs, which become sand encased. And, you know, if bad stuff is in the sand, is that something, you know, that direct ingestion, something people should worry about?
Well, nothing that they've tested so far any revealed that there was any risk as the public uses the park.
He says areas that are most suspected are actually below the sandiest part of the beach. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.